Welcome to the Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Yes, indeed. Oh, but I've fallen behind, loyal trendies, and I'm a bit under the weather, and I even lost my voice for a few days, so I couldn't record. So we better pick this up where we left off way back 2 Mondays ago. Ugh. So, all the way back on February 3rd, the bottom of the trending rundown had Real Housewives of Atlanta. Now, I have no frame of reference on this series other than that I am certain that it involves a bunch of people behaving badly. And the synopsis of the episode released after Monday's episode aired reads as follows. Todd and Candy fight Peter. Apollo cracked one of Brandon's ribs, and that's an automatic felony. Cynthia fights with Candy. Nene fights with Kenya. I don't bat an eyelash at trashy people fighting, or even getting an automatic felony, which I think is what happens when a whammy takes all your money on Press Your Luck. But Nene is fighting a whole African nation by himself? That I will tune in to see. A CNBC story also racked up 20,000-some-odd searches because the Federal Reserve will continue to taper its stimulus of the U.S. economy by announcing a $10 billion reduction in its monthly asset purchases at each of its policy-making Peter. What, toaster strudel? Oh, God. I'm not doing any stories like that. Cyndi Lauper was making waves because she wore a cape at the Grammys. Yeah, she also won Best Musical Theater Album. But she was trending because people liked her black cape. Norovirus was trending, and I feel like that is exactly the kind of thing Norton Antivirus is supposed to suppress. Norovirus is the most common form of gastroenteritis in the U.S., according to the CDC. You remember them from the X-Files, the Center for Disease Control. They did a lousy job controlling this, as 600 people had it, shooting out both ends for several days. The virus is easily passed from person to person, spreads through food and ice, and can survive on inanimate objects for days. So, to put it another way, you can't kill this, they can't control it, and you're inevitably going to get it. The kids in Houston, Texas don't get a lot of snow days, which I guess is what had Houston weather trending on Monday. Icy conditions did indeed close schools down in the Lone Star State, but they didn't actually get any snow. They were just really freaked out about the ice. Entertainment Weekly says Jay Leno deserves a dignified exit from The Tonight Show. He sure would, if he had stayed gone the first time around. Ah, but he didn't. 60 Minutes did a piece on the habitually unfunny and irrelevant late-night gabber, which only makes sense. The kind of people that get their news from 60 Minutes, or even watch CBS in the first place, probably don't feel like the norovirus is attacking their bowels when Leno is called a funny man. But I do. The only TV personality that gets me to change the channel faster than Jay Leno is Tom Snyder, who has absolutely no personality. So he's like an oxymoron, that's what I'm saying. Look, I can't do any more of these two-week-old trending stories. It goes against everything this show stands for. Not that we have written out any kind of charter. So let's skip ahead a week, okay? On February 10th, see, much more current. Jared Lorenzen was trending to the tune of 200,000 searches per day. Lorenzen plays indoor football, which is a real thing, and has earned such flattering code names as Hefty Lefty and the Pillsbury Throwboy. He's light on his feet for a 320-pounder, I can tell you that much. Other than that, anybody understand why this dude was the top trending topic? Was it just the post-Super Bowl slump starting and people wanted a football story in their lives? Lots of football-related terms dominated the early part of the week, the most intriguing of them being the term Super Bowl rigged. I've long understood that all pro sports have predetermined finishes, and the only sport not affected by that is curling due to apathy. But somebody else got wise to this and wrote an article called Super Bowl Believed to Have Been Rigged and Under Investigation by the NFL. The story acknowledges that the Broncos were paid a huge sum of money to throw the championship game. This feels true, so like anything else anyone ever put on the internet, I feel certain it is the truth. I cannot be asked to think about these things for more than a few seconds. Bill Nye the Science Guy was trending because he took part in a high-profile debate about creationism. Nye debated a canned ham for over 2 hours live, and despite what we know about Twitter's demographics, this sparked enormous attention over on the platform. Wherever you weigh in on creationism versus evolutionism, this debate is a marvel to watch for a number of reasons. First, both the nerd and the ham are very smart dudes that really possess an impressive depth of knowledge. That shines through. It is a very intriguing examination of fact versus faith in a modern context. And what I took away from the debate above all was how two people with diametrically opposed views that speak to the very core of their identities can come together and have an eloquent, thoughtful discourse. These two are not trolling each other's comments, bashing or flaming or acting like immature brats that don't know what to do when a microphone is in front of them other than scream into it with reckless aplomb the dumbest or most insensitive things that spring to their minds. Would I ever watch an Avengers-length debate like this again? Probably not. But I am glad I watched this one. I would like to thank Sparker29 for that 5-star review in iTunes. Sparker29 called the podcast tasty and added, "Listen, and you will have no choice but to love this podcast." Thanks, Sparker29. The next round of McHoliday pies is on me. Or, to be more exact, in me. Like in my belly. But I will eat a pie in your honor. Mm-hmm. Have you left me your 5-star review in the iTunes store? You need to get doing that. Mm-hmm. It's all I ask. And in fact, I'll even ask something else at the end of this podcast of you. Mm-hmm. Get ready. On Wednesday, the top trending topic was rapper DMX, which every time I see his name, I first think of a dirt bike, and then I think of a dirt site. But DMX was trending because he's going to take part in a celebrity boxing match against George... Oh, no, you don't. You are not sneaking into my rundown again, George Zimmerman. And you are not a celebrity. You are the worst part of 2013. Why do people still care about you? Please, good people of the internet, stop searching this man's name. Sochi was also trending because the Russian city is host to the Winter Olympics. And that's it. Remember Clay Aiken? Back in 2003, he sung his way to national fame on American Idol. And now he wants your vote. Yep. Aiken is running for Congress in North Carolina. And my first instinct upon hearing this is to giggle. But I don't know his platform. I don't know what Clay Aiken is really passionate about or what it is he wants to accomplish should he make it into office. But I'd like to hear about those things before I make up my half-witted cracks about his campaign. Upon reading the comments that followed this article on the Washington Post's website, I'd like to encourage others to show the same restraint before weighing in. One respondent said, "Clay Aiken knows about the challenges real Americans face because he's gay." Wait a minute, Ray Williams. You mean to tell me that Clay Aiken, a multimillionaire and enjoyer of celebrity status for the last decade, must understand the challenges real Americans face simply because of his sexual orientation? That does not automatically give you insight into those challenges. Mm-mm. You want to fight for what's right? Fight for your life? I am a real American. Fight for the rights of I'm just kidding. Hulk Hogan probably has less insight into the challenges facing real Americans than Clay Aiken does. In fact, I put Aiken above the Ultimate Warrior and the Iron Sheik as well. Those two guys live on different planets. Want a taste? YouTube Ultimate Warrior Yukon speech highlights. That is not an Earthling speaking, and certainly not a real American. That man comes from the fourth dimension, a dimension of destrucity. That is really what is written inside the front cover of his comic book that came out back in the 1990s. The Ultimate Warrior says he's from the fourth dimension. I realize this is from the opposite end of the spectrum than science guy versus canned ham, but I am now really interested in the idea of a debate promoted as American Idol versus Ultimate Warrior. Aiken will be fine as long as he knows how to duck clotheslines. But what intrigues me most of all is the warring perspectives of Aiken, who is framing his campaign around his open-door policy tagline, and the Ultimate Warrior's new catchphrase, "Queerin' don't make the world go round." Yeah, he really has said that at public speaking engagements. He is not of this earth. This podcast is made possible thanks to Cobra Electronics. They're the makers of the Cobra CPP Solar Portable Power Series. Cobra has utilized solar panel energy to create long-lasting power products with the Cobra CPP Series. The CPP series integrates high-efficiency solar panels and allows users to charge their mobile devices multiple times. So you got to charge up on a camping trip? Cobra's CPP Solar Power Series has you covered, because you don't need an electrical outlet, just a bit of sunshine to juice your gizmo. And it's about time. What's taken so long to have a solar-powered solution for mobile charging? Well, it's no surprise that the great innovators over at Cobra Electronics are bringing it to you first. And the best part is, it goes on sale this month. Cobra.com has all the info you need on this and tons of other great gadgets for those that live on the go. By Thursday, most of the top trends turned into Olympics-related stories, like those about the inhospitable hotels in Russia, the empty seats at the events, and this picture of two toilets that every site seemed to be displaying. Can you see that? I'm holding it up to the microphone. Some 37,000 security personnel are on high alert in Sochi over threats by Islamist militant groups based in nearby Chechnya. And Russian President Vladimir Putin has, quote, staked his reputation on hosting a safe and successful games, says CBS News. Please allow my American bias to show here, but is this supposed to reassure me? Putin staking his reputation? His reputation as what, exactly? A dictator? The guy that rigs elections to keep his party in power while coddling organized criminals to cement his position? Is that what we're talking about? Immense interest swirled around The Lego Movie as the weekend arrived, and the film is doing very well. It's grossed nearly $90 million. It won the weekend and has scored a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's the movie review aggregator site. So way to go, The Lego Movie. Something about these Lego movies, and I've seen the two Lego Batman movies they've made. This thing really irritates me about them. They present me with characters that I am supposed to like, or that I know that I like, except they're not likable in these movies. And so I spend the duration of these feeling like, do I care if this character lives or dies? And if they are made of Legos that can be broken apart and reassembled as many times as the plot demands that sight gag, what does it matter if they do die? Now I hope this Lego movie is superior to the Lego Batman movies in every way. I know that they did get big-name voice actors like Morgan Freeman and Liam Neeson, but how on earth did it cost $60 million to make this movie? Brick films are nothing new. YouTube is practically overridden with brick films, which are stop-motion animations made using Lego brick creations. Many of these are artfully done by cinematographers under the age of 10. Are there laws against having a major motion picture made by a gaggle of 10-year-olds? 10-year-olds will work for Twizzlers and chocolate milk. That doesn't cost $60 million, Warner Brothers. Give it a week, and I bet a kid will make his own version of this movie without the celebrity voices and post it to YouTube on a budget of 1/1,000,000th what the studio spent to make this. In that week, I have a challenge for you, Trendies. You're going to visit a friend's house, right? Or your parents' house? Or your kid's house? Or you will break into a stranger's house, most advisably when they are not home, so that you do not go to jail. You'll ask to use their computer briefly to check something, and when you do this, quickly log into the iTunes store and then subscribe them to the trending show. They will thank you later when they discover this audio delight in their iDevice, and I will thank you right now. See? Thank you. Upon completion, share your story with me on Twitter, either at Trending Show or at Mike Quackenbush. And now, I'm off for a much-needed hit of Dayquil. Until later, adios, amigos.